After the Cries of the Birds by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, read by Bill Wallach. Hurrying through eternity, after the cries of the birds has stopped, I see the future of the world in a new visionary society, now only dimly recognizable in folk rock ballrooms, freeform dancers in ecstatic clothing, their hearts, their gurus, every man his own myth, butterflies in amber, caught fucking life. Hurrying through eternity to a new pastoral era, I see the shadows of that future in that white island which is San Francisco, floating in its foreign sea, seen high on a hill in the Berkeley Rose Garden, looking west at sunset to the Golden Gate, adrift in its Japanese landscape, under Mount Tamafuji with its grazing bulls hurrying through heaven, the city with its white buildings, a temple to some unknown god, as Voznesensky said. After the cries of the birds has stopped, I see the sea come in over South San Francisco, and the island of the city truly floated free at last, never really part of America, east, east, and west, west, and the twain met long ago in the wish to pursue what lies beyond the mind. And with no place to go but in after Columbus recovered America and the west coast captured by some Spanish Catholics cagily getting the jump by sea, covered wagons crawling over lost plains hung up in Oklahoma, prairie schooners into Pullmans, while whole tribes of Indians shake hopeless feather lances and disappear over the horizon to reappear centuries later, feet up and smoking wild cigars at the corner of Hollywood and Vine. Hurrying through eternity, must we wait for the cries of the birds to be stopped before we dig in? After centuries of running up and down the coast of West, looking for the right place to jump off further westward, the Gutenberg galaxy casts its light no further. The westward march of civilization comes to a dead stop on the shores of Big Sur, Portland, and Santa Monica, and turns upon itself at last. After the cries of the birds has stopped, must we wait for that to dig a new model of the universe with instant communication, a world village in which every human being is part of us, though we be still throwaways in an evolutionary progression as Spengler reverses himself, Mark Twain meets Jack London and turns back to Mississippi shaking his head, and the last frontier having no place to go but in, can't face it and buries its head. Western civilization gone too far west might suffer a sea change into something else, Eastern, and that won't do. The Chinese are coming anyway. Time we prepare their tea. Gunga Din still with us. Kipling nods and cries, I told you so. The French king hollers, mad! And abandons his Vietnam bordel. But not us. We love them too much for that. Though the Mayflower turned around, set sail again, back to Plymouth, England, and the Piltdown let down, misjudging the coast and landing in Liverpool, American poets capture Royal Albert Hall, the Jefferson airplane takes off and circles heaven. It all figures in a new litany, probably pastoral. After the cries of the birds has stopped, rose petals fall in the Berkeley Rose Garden where I sit trying to remember the lines about rose leaves in the four quartets. Stella kisses her lover in the sunset under an arbor. A Los Angeles actor nearby goes zap, zap at the setting sun. It is the end. I drop downhill into a reception for Anis Nin with a paper bag full of rose leaves. She is autographing her book. I empty the bag over her head from behind. Her gold-lacquered hair sheds the petals. They tumble red and yellow on her signed book. Girl again, she presses them between the leaves, delightedly like fallen friends. Her words flame in my heart. Virginia Woolf underwater, she drifts away on the book, a leaf herself blowing skittered over the horizon. The wish to pursue what lies beyond the mind lies just beyond. Ask a flower what it does to move beyond the senses. Our cells hate metal. The tide turns. We shoot holes in the clouds' trousers, and napalm sears the hillsides, skips a bridge, narrows to a grass hut full of charred bodies, and is later reported looking like the eternal flame at Kennedy's grave. A tree flowers red. It can't run. Shall we now advance into the 21st century? I see the lyric future of the world on the beaches of Big Sur. Gurus at Jack's Flats. Nudes, swart maidens swimming in pools of sunlight. Cali on the beach. Guitarists with one earring. Lovely birds in long dresses and Indian headbands. What does this have to do with Lenin? Plenty. Die hard, Maoists. Lie down together crosswise. And out comes a string of Chinese firecrackers. And after the cries of the birds has stopped, Chinese junks show up suddenly off the coast of Big Sur, filled with more than Chinese philosophers dreaming they are butterflies. How shall we greet them? Are we ready to receive them? Shall we put out koan stepping stones, scrolls, and bowls, greet them with agape? Tufu and bamboo flutes at midnight? Big Sur junk me, Chinese junk? Will they ride the breakers into Bigsby Cove? Will they bring their own women with them? Will we take them on the beach like Ranbozi's lovers in Kama Sutra? Face them with zen, zazen, and tea, made from the dust of the wings of butterflies, dreaming they're philosophers? Or meet them with last war's tanks roaring out of Fort Ord, down the highways and canyons, shooting as they go, flamethrowers, flaming jelly, into the Chinese rushes, under the bridge at Bigsby. The U.S. owns the highway, but is Big Sur in the USA? San Francisco floats away beyond the three-mile limit of the District of Eternal Revenue. No need to pay your taxes. The seas come in to cover us. Agape we are, and agape we'll be.